Hi, how are you? It's Mac, creeping up on 5:30 on your Thursday. And as usual, I have my friend Dave joining me from Brain Life Center, and they have so many good things going on over at their location in Plymouth and in Clarkston. And so many people are being helped, and not just adults, but kids alike. And I love the success stories of how kids' lives are changed through the Brain Life Center. Dave, welcome to the program, my friend.
Hey, how are you, Mac?
I'm doing great, man. Tell me what's going on. You guys have been busy, and you're helping people, and we got all kinds of positive things going on for a brand new year. So what's going on at Brain Life Center?
Well, it's pretty exciting because as we've expanded, we're getting busier and busier, and so we're getting these great stories every day. And it's amazing because it never quite – as many times as we hear these stories, it's pretty exciting to be part of it. And we just had a young man. He's 12 years old. It's the new year. He went through this in December. We usually check back. You know, for him, it took a little less than a week, right? Mm-hmm. And then we want to check back in about 3-4 weeks to see mm-hmm. how he's doing. Well, he rated himself and his parents rated himself in the area of focus and concentration, right? They came in because he was dealing with ADD.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him a rating on 1 to 10, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best. They rated him a 2. And this is just a month ago.
Yeah.
He's now at what they think is a 9 or a 10.
What?
A 9 or a 10.
Wow.
So this is remember, it's a natural approach.
Yeah.
His brain is naturally self-regulated. It's adjusted itself. It's been reset. And now he's on this path that's medication-free.
Wow.
And what's interesting, too, is that was their number one reason to come in. But something he shared with us is that his sleep has dramatically improved. Now, this is not something he was thinking was such a big issue, but now that he's sleeping better, he says he's got more energy throughout the day.
Yeah.
He's waking up and he's actually excited to get out of bed. This is a 12-year-old boy.
Wow.
So his whole life is really going to change as a result of this 1 month. Really,
yeah.
For him, it was about 5 days.
Yeah. And these are the kind of stories that I love to hear, that people love to hear, and I would assume, as somebody who's dedicated their life like you have to helping people and to pouring your whole life into the Brain Life Center, this is, I guess, what you would call a home run, because when you change a kid's life at 12, that's so young, that's just outstanding.
We feel like we're doing God's work here. When we get these stories, it just gets us motivated to keep pushing through. And I just want people to know, if you have kids that are dealing with this, and so many out there are with
yes.
Modern technology and addictions to screens and screen entertainment, it's very simple to bring them in and do an initial assessment.
Well,
and just know it's only about an hour and a half meeting, but you'll experience the technology. Your son or daughter will actually will be able to collect data on how their brain's functioning,
right.
And we'll be able to sit down and go over that information with you. And, I mean, they learn so much, and I always want people to know, they're like, hey, you're messing with my brain. It is completely safe. It's very comfortable. And with this modern technology, we're able to give you an enormous amount of information on your son or your daughter or yourself.
Dave, while I got you on the phone, can you explain some of the symptoms of ADD and ADHD that parents might be seeing in their kids but aren't really sure what's going on?
Absolutely. Well, certainly if the grades are really low, this may be playing a role. Their ability to sit down and intentionally focus in on homework,
yeah.
Being able to retain information. It's very common that the kids will say, you know what, when I'm reading something, I feel like I'm blanking out in a sentence or two,
mm-hmm.
and then I have to go back and read it again. It takes me so long to take the information in and actually retain it. When that's happening, something's out of balance,
mm-hmm.
and often it's very readable. And so that's just one of the many
yeah.
things.
And that itself can lead to the irritability and the sleeplessness and a lot of energy. And you as a parent are going, I can't keep up with this kid. He never stops. He's never tired. And, you know, and the child really is exhausted. They just don't know how to calm down.
They don't. And it's sad because at that age, they don't fully understand what's happening, but their
yeah.
confidence level is dropping
right.
constantly because they don't fully understand why they can't retain things, why they struggle so much. So a lot of times there's social issues as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it can be pretty devastating
yeah.
for a young boy or girl to go through this because they just don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. And friends, if that sounds like your son or daughter and you're experiencing and seeing the symptoms that Dave was talking about, may I suggest that you call Brain Life Center right now. They're waiting to hear your story, and they're waiting to step in and change your life and change your child's life. And I don't know, about 125,000 people worldwide have been affected positively by this technology. The number's 248-922-9490. Again, 248-922-9490. Let's get in and get off this vicious cycle of just the constant chaos of going, which way is my child going today? And if you're feeling it, think how they're feeling it too. Dave, thank you so much, buddy, and we'll talk again real soon.